Nearly a quarter of all prison inmates in the state take prescriptions for mental illness, but the supply often runs out within weeks of release from prison and days after release from a county jail. Advocates say that's a big problem and can make it more likely that an offender will end up back in jail. Kit Kirschensteiner, an attorney with the nonprofit advocacy group Disability Rights Wisconsin, says the discharge system is not equipped to deal with mental health issues.
When you leave prison, your treatment needs become the responsibility of you, if you have the ability to pay, and your county. So the person is just literally sent home and good luck. Here's a few days of medication, and then you figure it out with your county, with your city, with whoever. And that usually doesn't happen too well.
The Department of Corrections acknowledges that more should be done. Reentry Director Jewel Cavanaugh recognizes that many inmates with mental illnesses are not getting help when they get out.
I think the risk is primarily that they're going to have a much harder time adjusting to their treatment programming that they may need. They're going to have a harder time adjusting to the community in general, finding and maintaining employment.
She says the DOC works with state prisons to help inmates get access to services and 2 weeks' worth of medication, but county jails are run locally and have different policies. According to a 2012 state report, about a third of the men and two-thirds of the women in Wisconsin prisons have mental health conditions. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.